爱看守。
Just the right mix of our regular stories and content and Christmas. I feel that. This year, we're not overdoing it, but we're not underserving it either. We're acknowledging and sort of building up appropriately in the right way to the spirit of the season. I think that it's a cool thing, actually. I've used my imagination, Richie, for a change. Oh, I've used my imagination
good
all the
job.
Time. But imagining sort of a... everything moderate. There are extremes. I have been labeled as extreme.
No.
By some
Stop it, Dougie.
In the past. But this year I feel let's keep sort of everything in perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you use your mental workshop for a little while and make it like Santa Claus's workshop? Can you imagine yourself in Santa's workshop? Put yourself in Santa's shoes. If you're a shopper and you think you have to be responsible for finding lots of things for the people in your family, I suppose maybe that's a way of putting yourself there. But I'm talking about really specifically the image that you have. We all have images of Santa's workshop built on books that we've seen as children, maybe movies that we've seen. Some idea in your mind, just crystallize in your mind for a minute, what Santa's workshop looks like. And what it would be like if you were Santa Claus and you were running the shop. I think that's something to visualize. And it kind of will help put you there. You see all these things around you. And you choose what's best or right for the person or people that you feel like you have to gift. Have to gift. Because it's appropriate. Not have to give because you're expected to. There's a big difference.
Oh, I don't know if that's true if you have kids.
What do you mean?
The kids are pretty much expecting stuff under that tree.
Well, you've taught them then to expect
no,
it.
Actually, I haven't taught them.
Aren't you the culture one?
Yeah, the culture has taught them.
You have an attitude today, Roberta.
You're the one talking about Santa's workshop and all that.
Oh, I'm trying to create an image in somebody's mind, and you're now trying to blow it.
No, but you're saying you shouldn't expect stuff. Well, kids expect it if you got kids.
That's you raise the children. If the children have expectations, then it's your responsibility to have presented
them. Let's take this in another direction. Let's say that culture has created expectations in kids and that some can't provide for those kids and those expectations are shot.
The point of, thank you for bringing it around to that.
Yeah.
In a person's mind, whether it's the reality or not, but if you know how I believe in imaging and using your mind as a, you could say, Richie, if you're such a believer in it, say, Richie says to me, if you're such a believer in it, why haven't you imagined that you're making $1 million a day? Mm. Well, it's not really all about money. It can be, and that's convenient, I suppose. I don't really use this for myself, and maybe I should. The sense that I'm trying to present to people is how you use it for you. If you put yourself there, what I was going to finish with before Roberta so rudely interrupted me was... put yourself in that position and having stuff around, but make choices that are appropriate for what you can do. You have all of these things there, but you know that a lot of those things are for other people. So you pick the things, pick and choose the things that will work for those people that you want to help or you want to acknowledge or you want to give things to. And I suppose if it's about obligation, you feel like you have to, then, you know, that's a different, that wasn't where I was going. I think part of what Roberta is suggesting is part of what the problem is. All the expectations that are presented by children today in an affluent society like ours, based on what the media tells them ought to be the scenario on Christmas morning.
What are you really like
after
giving?
Box after box after box of stuff that half the time. I remember, Richie, when Sean was old enough to really understand what was going on, you were upset because people had given him so many things he couldn't, and he was going from one thing to the other, casting things aside.
We realized, you know, when he was one or two, I can't remember which one, you know, one, obviously, you know, he was actually 6 months old his first Christmas. But when he was two, and it was our first Christmas, and we like, boom, and it was just too much. He couldn't,
well, that's what I'm
he
saying.
Couldn't
that's
grasp.
Yeah.
Everything.
Pick and choose.
And we ended up taking half of the presents that he got and putting them in the attic, and then once a month giving him one, you know, type thing. And then what we did is we realized, you know what, they really don't know what to expect, and they really can only focus on four or five things, so we kind of skinnied it down.
Yeah.
Now that he's six and a half, you know, he's got a little bit more of a thing.
Bring
he has those expectations and those wants, so we will hit it a little bit more. But Juliana, she's three and a half.
Yeah.
She's still, you know, four or five things, and she's cool.
Right.
You know, she's happy. She doesn't really have this big, you know, I want everything expectation.
Well, but I think, again, that's the atmosphere that you create.
Well, that's what, if you, my point there is that I try not
to create and control what your child is all about.
Right. By not overdoing it, hopefully when there's six or seven or eight or ten, they will not expect it to be overdone there as well.
Yeah, right. Which was the point I was trying to make, which Roberta so easily derailed. But we got it back on track. Thank you, Rich, very much.
No problem. Sure.
Roberta Fasanelli is here with Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut, Rich McFadden, and me. In a moment, a little after, a little late after. We usually do around 10 after. And then we're going to meet Krista Youngs, who has some Christmas music to share with us on Good Day. It's 13 past the hour.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
All right, here's the story of a father getting out of work on his way home, remembers that he needs to stop at the toy shop and get a Christmas present for his daughter. So he gets into the store and says, how much is that Barbie in the window? There's a song there. How much is that Barbie in the window? Salesperson says, which one do you want, sir? We have Workout Barbie for $19.95, Shopping Barbie for $19.95, Beach Barbie for $19.95, Disco Barbie for $19.95, Ballerina Barbie for $19.95, Astronaut Barbie for $19.95, Skater Barbie for $19.95, and Divorce Barbie for $265.95. Father says, huh? Why is Divorce Barbie $265.95 and the other's only $19.95? The salesperson rolls her eyes and says, sir, Divorce Barbie comes with Ken's car, Ken's house, Ken's boat, Ken's furniture, and Ken's computer!
That's funny.
All right, we meet. Thank you, Rich. That was the idea. We meet Krista Youngs in a moment with some nice Christmas music for us here on Good Day.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I believe in second chance. I believe in life romance. I believe in love will see us through.
singer-songwriter Krista Youngs is here on the Good Day program. This song is about her mother's battle with cancer. The song is free to download on Krista's website. Roberta, you can make this the website of the day if you want to play. KristaYoungs.com. The song is I'll Believe in You. Krista, welcome to the program. Tell us the story of your mother and that song.
Well, thank you for having me. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer a little over a year ago, and it was while I was home in Michigan doing a breast cancer benefit concert, which was a little bit ironic. And so we decided when I was home in Michigan, I was living in Boston at the time, for her to come back with me and get treatment there. So she ended up spending a year living with me in Boston and getting treatment. And at the beginning stages of her treatment, I wrote I'll Believe in You. And it kind of, the song helped us both get through the most difficult times. And now she's completely in remission and she's doing wonderful. And I'm going to be spending Christmas with my mom and my father in Florida. So I'm really happy about it, and I'm excited. And
How long have you been performing? When did you first have an idea that you had the knack? Were your parents the people that came along? Chris, you got a beautiful voice. Why don't you become a singer? How'd you get going?
My aunt had given me a Madonna single record.
This is an episode of Glee, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She gave me a record, and she said, you know, this is for you, and it reminds me of you, and I listened to it nonstop on my Fisher-Price record player.
Oh my God.
I think I was maybe like two or three.
Yep.
And I just got up on the kitchen table one day with my styrofoam microphone and put on a show for my family, and after that I didn't think there was anything else I would be spending my life doing. So that was kind of my story.
Yeah.
It's a true story, I swear. Yeah.
Well, it's a great story. Thinking about my daughter doing sort of the same thing. We all have those Fisher-Price those record players around from when the children were younger. So now you have, you believe strongly in commercialism perhaps being a little out of control. So you have done something with this Christmas song, Pink Christmas, that people ought to know about. Why don't you tell us that story?
Well, Pink Christmas came about, I wrote it after I wrote I'll Believe in You, because I'll Believe in You is such a difficult song to write, and I wanted to do something a little bit more, I don't know, fun, and you know, the holidays were coming, so I thought my favorite color is pink, and I love Christmas, so let's stick them together. So I wrote Pink Christmas, and I just relocated to Nashville, and when I think Christmas, I think of kids, and I thought, what better way to share, you know, the joy of this song than to share it with children? And so I decided to hold an online auction to benefit the Children's Hospital in Nashville, and it's called 25 Days of Pink Christmas. So if you visit my MySpace page, and it's myspace.com/KristaYoungs, and I always like to say my name is with a K and
K.
a Y and an S.
K-R-Y-S-T-A, Youngs with an S. Krista Youngs.
Right.
MySpace.com, Krista Youngs.
And they can click there and they can bid on one of the CD DVD packages, and so far it's been awesome.
So you have 25 copies of the song to auction off.
25 signed copies that I'm auctioning off.
Okay.
About half are already gone.
Good.
And I have you know, a little more left, and it goes for a great cause. And I've met with the people at the Monroe Children's Hospital, and they're wonderful people. So,
well, this is a good thing. This is, again, bringing commercialism away from it and doing good, and you to be congratulated. Nice to have met you. Krista Youngs with this song. Check it out at myspace.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today. Wonders.
Tired of making the same old thing for dinner every night? Well, why not get some great new recipes in your inbox every week? Sign up for the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter right now simply by logging on to DougStephan.com.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only cause you're lonely?
But you're gonna love this.
They have blamed you.
I love missing that King Cole.
No,
for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile.
Listen to that
his
voice.
His phrasing is amazing.
It's beautiful.
46 years old, he died of lung cancer because he smoked.
Mona Lisa.
Imagine what the world lost when they lost this guy. How much longer he could have been around if he hadn't smoked. That's not the message I have here.
How do you have a voice like this smoking that
still
much?
Smoking is amazing. Yeah, I can imagine if he didn't smoke, how it would have been. Most of the big saloon singers, with the exception, I think, of Tony Bennett, were all big smokers. Sinatra was.
Gives you that.
Martin. Yeah. So anyway, the smile, the eyes, the mystery of her identity. Now, this week, new clues have emerged into what perhaps is the most fascinating story about the most famous painting in the world.
Da Vinci is a genius. I love that people 1,000 years later are still going through this.
This researcher claims that in the eyes of Mona Lisa are the secret Da Vinci code that has been so dismissed by the Catholic Church. But if you take, apparently this fellow has taken some pictures and then highly magnified the images of the painting.
Yeah.
There are tiny letters embedded into her eyes.
Oh,
and
my.
The story, these you can't see, naked eye can't see them. But
underneath it says crate and barrel.
Yeah, right.
No, it says 1, 2, 3, color by numbers.
Four. Yeah. It's apparently what's in her left pupil that is more interesting than what's in her right pupil. Difficult to make them out clearly, but they appear, according to the researcher, to be the letters C, E. Or it could be the letter B. They're not quite sure. But this is a chapter. If you ever read Dan Brown's book, Richie's read them.
I have, yes.
Yeah, and Roberta's read them.
And
the movie from 2006?
Tom Hanks.
There's another one on the way. There was one in 2006, 2008, now I guess there's another one on the way. But this is very mysterious. This, the researcher believes that these are deliberate hints as to the actual identity, of this lady and the mystery of other things that have been attributed to the code. So, I understand the story. I don't quite understand the code. The story I get, the code I don't. I wonder how many other people got wrapped up in this and understood the story, but didn't understand the code.
The code of Mona Lisa?
Well,
the Da Vinci Code.
The Da Vinci. Well, the code that we're talking about here, which basically, Richie, is one and the same.
They don't really get into the Da Vinci Code. They don't really get into the Mona Lisa that much.
No, but they are the. But Da Vinci's greatest work, at least as far as art is concerned, Da Vinci was a genius. He had so many. He envisioned the airplane.
The guy had
all of it. You talk about people who are way ahead of their time.
Medical. What's the name of the man? Geo whatever man.
What are you talking about?
The anatomy guy.
What do they call it?
You lost me.
No, the guy that.
What are you talking about?
It was like a pencil drawing of a naked guy.
Yeah, you know, Da Vinci basically took the human body and studied it for years, took it apart, took corpses and took it apart, and then he made that famous drawing. What's it?
Like the cross section where the guy's legs are in various positions.
In the circle, and they put it up. What's it called?
It's called a match game in the circle and the square.
Vitruvian Man. Yeah.
There you go.
Vitruvian Man. Thank you.
Thanks, Rich. That was. You added more than you can imagine to this program.
Well, no.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Thank you.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google has hired networking expert Milo Medin as Vice President of Access Services. The move comes with a push for the completion of Google's own high-speed fiber network that will be ready for trial in select communities early next year. Boasting internet speeds up to 100 times faster than current fiber networks, Medin can help make this fantasy a reality. In other news, Twitter just received another round of financing totaling $200 million bringing their value to $3.9 billion. Twitter's valuation is directly related to its value as a social graph representing moods and trends of 8% of total internet traffic. And finally, there are rumors that YouTube plans to acquire the production company Next New Networks, who is responsible for some of YouTube's most watched videos. They've brought us cinematic masterpieces like Hide Your Wife, Hide Your Kids. Fred Seibert is a genius. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo.
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe
that. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Roberta Fasanelli is the queen of cheap, and she's sharing her money-saving tips with you at DougStepan.com. Click on Roberta's team page. What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStepan.com. On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure.
Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So it's time for our 2020 news quiz question. And this one is going to make you feel a little old. All right? This week, apparently, I missed the birthday of all birthdays, Richie. We normally celebrate at one point in time or another in the program birthdays. So, how you go on Facebook and you see the birthdays of the week that you want to acknowledge. I think Holland Cook's birthday was this week or was that last week? Three or four people every week. I'm talking about somebody that's on my or connected to me through Facebook. Anyway, it's time for us to celebrate Monica Lewinsky's birthday.
Aww.
So I want to have somebody call us and tell us how old she is. 800-510-8255.
I got her a new dress, Jennifer. What did you get her?
A cigar.
I got her free dry cleaning.
All right, so all the usual trite jokes that are attached to
we're
Monica.
We're so predictable.
They're very predictable.
You got to chuck them out there, man.
800-510-8255. The girl is growing up. So how old is she?
I like her.
I do too.
I like her. So bad.
Absolutely is. Like her. I'd like to have met her and been her friend.
That's so sad.
Yeah. And been her boss.
Yeah. So what's Monica Lewinsky's favorite Christmas carol?
We don't want to hear it. Rebecca.
Oh, Holy Night.
800-510. She thinks that's funny,
folks. I don't get it.
Think of the lyrics.
800-510-8255. Do you know how old Monica Lewinsky is? Who's humming in the background?
I still don't get it.
The
I
chorus.
Was singing the song.
The Richie chorus.
Always answering
don't
the
say
phone.
It out loud.
I gotta go to the bathroom. Hold on. Let me go get him. Michael.
I'm surprised. I'm sorry I have to run my program around Michael's bathroom schedule. Folks,
Michael
hold on a few minutes. Don't call yet because Michael's in the bathroom.
Oh.
But he'll be back pretty soon. 800.
Just
meanwhile,
got to the chorus.
Jennifer is just singing. The two of them are going, a couple of hands. Cackle, cackle, cackle.
All right, you can call now. I'm capable of answering the phone.
Good for you, Rich. Thanks very much. 800-510-8255. 8255. Meanwhile, as we explore that, Jennifer's going to have a view of, I don't know whether she actually has some stuff from The View. I want to find, every day now, I want to track what Elizabeth is saying and wearing. That's my new thing. All right?
You are dangerous. She ought to put maybe
you have me
a restraining order.
Restraining order. Yeah, I'm a, what do they call me?
Yeah, how do you go
stalker.
From...
Stalker. I'm a stalker.
How do you go from so vehemently can't stand someone...
No, I thought she was vapid, but I told you before I took a good look at her, and of course we all know what the important stuff is.
Her arms are beefy.
All right, let's get to Monica Lewinsky, 800-510-8255. After we check in, speaking of beef, here's the queen of beef, Roberta Fasanelli, with today's update on how you can save money, you out shopping. Look at the Good Day Show website for the queen of beef.
Wow.
Roberta Fasanelli.
All right, let's go, Roberta.
Okay, a bunch of free things today. If you're in the military, JCPenney is giving you a free A510 and free sitting fee, and the rest of the picture's 50% off. This might make a nice Christmas gift, especially if you've got somebody overseas and take pictures of the kids and send them over there. For your holiday dinner table, we've got two free e-books for you that are all full of all sorts of great recipes. One is 21 Healthy Christmas Recipes. And the other one is Mr. Food's Hassle-Free Holiday Recipes and Tips. We've got the link for both of these free books for you on the DougStefan.com website. 50% on Domino's Pizza ordering online through Facebook. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary. We've also got a $5 and under toy sale at Amazon. These make great stocking stuffers, and they're all $5 and under. If you've got somebody who loves Coach bags, I love Coach bags. They last forever. I still have the Coach bag that I bought in 1976. You can save 30% off at the Coach factory stores, so you save 30% off the already discounted price. Let's see. Oh, CoastalContacts.com. This is really very cool. They are giving away 10,000 pairs of free eyeglasses tomorrow. So go to DougStefan.com and find out how you can get your free eyeglasses. And BP really wants your business back. I went to fill up yesterday, and the only place open late at night that was actually had people pumping gas because it was too cold to pump my own gas was BP. So I went there, and it is a local business. But they're giving you back $10 every time you fill up five times. So we have all the instructions on how you can get your $10 back from BP. They give you a reward.
And FYI, it can be a local business or it could be the corporate station.
Right, it could be either one. But this one I happen to know is a local business.
Okay, good.
So I went there. But get $10 off.
Diving deep into savings, the dumpster diver herself, Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut. There are a lot of store owners who say the biggest problem they're having this year are the people who are wandering around their stores with their cell phones on, talking to either they're calling other stores to find out what the prices are or things. Apparently,
why do you have to call other stores? Why don't you just get the app that tells you what the other stores are charging?
Rich, I haven't the slightest idea. I just know that in terms of whether people understand how to use that tool yet, they may not understand that. They know how to use the cell phone. So 45% of customers, apparently, are using phones to check store prices. And apparently, most of these big box stores are made out of concrete and steel.
Right.
So unless you got a pretty good cell phone, like I can't, my cell phone doesn't work in my barn because it's all concrete and steel.
In the back of the Best Buy, you cannot use it. You have to walk up to the front of the Best Buy.
Right. Right.
To be able to use.
And that's the problem. They're all around the checkout
and Target
counter and they're yammering away, calling people to try to find out what if someplace else this item is cheaper because people are really apparently very cost conscious. And here's something that I don't understand. And we hear it, some of the ads that are even running here claim to offer the following service. If you can find the item that we have here at the same price someplace else, will match the price.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell would you go to the store that had the lowest price in the first place? Why would you even advertise that? That's such a
they should beat the price.
It's mindless. All I thought every time I hear that, I want to go away from whatever the store, whoever runs the store and says, "All right, you can buy it for $8 here, but if you find it for $7.40 down the street, we'll give you your 60 cents back." Hello? go to the place that's selling for $760 or $740 in the first place. Mm-hmm. Why would you not do that? Why would you? And why would you think that people would come to you because you're trying to match the price at somebody else's store, or the person is smart enough to find it the other store cheaper, go there and buy it? It's I don't get that at all. I think that's, I don't know, it'd be one of those things that's annoying. We're going to send you down the street to look for it cheaper somewhere else. So there, you're going to go all the way back to that other store to get your 60 cents back? Go there in the first place. Oi. You got it?
You gave it an oi.
I gave it an oi.
Oi.
Oi. I had some wrong information on Monica Lewinsky at one age. I remembered her being the same age as my daughter. And that's what really disgusted me about all of it, because I put it in that perspective. Father's putting that thing into perspective, even though I like Monica Lewinsky, you know, at that time. And you know what brought this up in my mind? Seeing Bill Clinton last Friday basically take over at the White House and Barack Obama leaves the room. It was typical Bill Clinton at his best. So my mind's going back into all of that trash that came about during the Clinton era, whether it was Paula Jones or Jennifer Flowers or Monica Lewinsky. I never thought that Paula Jones was that attractive. I think Jennifer Flowers had sort of something going for her. But Monica Lewinsky, wasn't she the Time Person of the Year that year? Think about that. Her picture was on the cover of Time Magazine and every other magazine.
Yeah.
For sure. So, anyway, if you know her birthday and you know how old she is, you can win a Christmas present. We have actually, you know what we have? What did I do with that book? We have some of these great new Maya Angelou cookbooks.
Yeah.
I was going to hold one up for the camera. I thought I had one here, but I don't see it. We also have some CDs from the Oak Ridge Boys that we're giving. Well, here it is. Here's the book. Let me hold this up, Richie. I really like talking to her. I feel like Ed McMahon when I do this, but it's kind of cool. Can you see the whole book? This would be a great Christmas gift. I endorse this.
Yeah, very nice.
Expensive. It's like $30.
Get your hand off of the title, though. Great food all day long.
There it is. Check it out. You can see it in the Good Day Show video cast. I'm holding it up right now. So that's a good present we'll give to somebody who comes up with the right answer.
Very cool. 800-510-8255.
Jeff's in Alaska. Hi, Jeff.
Hello. It's 41 below zero here in Fairbanks.
Hey, congratulations.
Wow.
Almost that cold here. Not quite that bad in Massachusetts, but it's chilly all over the east.
Knowing your love of temperate climates, I thought I'd throw that in.
Thank you very much, sir.
She is 36 years old.
She's how old?
36.
You're off a bit. Not too far, but a little bit. Roman in New Mexico. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
From Las Cruces.
Yes, sir.
I would have to guess she's about 33.
33 is too low. Thank you, though, for trying. Angel is in Olean, New York.
Good morning, Doug. I think she's 40 or 41.
No, too high.
40.
No.
Okay, but can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
I was trusting a minute ago
about
why people go to stores and then go call another store to find out if it's cheaper.
Yes.
The reason is, for example, I just did that 20 minutes ago.
Did you?
I went to buy a heater for where I'm working.
Yeah.
And I found it cheaper at Walmart.
Right.
So I went back to Kmart and got the difference. And the only reason I went through all this was because my wife wanted me to use the Kmart reward program. Okay?
Had you heard about from Roberta Fasanelli?
Yes. Well, but the point is that there are people who do that, like Best Buy, so they use their rewards program. So they'll go into that store, whether it's cheaper or not, and fight it out because they want to build up their points.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
So the reward points for going and staying loyal, it's like the airline point, staying loyal to the airline.
So there is a reason why people do that, man. It may
Got
seem
it.
Crazy, but there is a reason.
Got
especially
it.
If you're married. Okay, have a good
All right.
day.
All right, thank you. There we go.
That's funny.
800-510-8255. Jennifer checks in, and we'll get the answer to Monica Lewinsky and how old she is in just a matter of moments, 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Want to heat things up this Christmas for the lady in your life? Send her the new Hoodie Footy Pajama. Most talked about holiday gift this year, and it's available at pajamagram.com. Nobody else has it. A Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with a cozy footy pajama. It'll keep her warm from head to toe. The Hoodie Footy is made of microfleece, soft, comfortable, warm, has a zip-up front, and you can zip the feet off as well. It is wonderful. Pajamagram has over 100 styles, in fact, to choose from. Everything from naughty to nice and comfy to sexy. Each Pajamagram is delivered in a beautiful gift hat box and lavender bath confetti. A Do Not Disturb sign is attached as well. And a gift card. All of this comes free. Overnight delivery, Christmas delivery. Visit pajamagram.com for the Hoodie Footy. It is something will make your relationship really cozy. Call 800-GIVE-PJs, 800-448-3757, and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
800-510-8255. Janine is in Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Janine.
Hi, good morning.
How do you do?
Good.
That's good. How old is Monica Lewinsky?
She's 37.
She was born in July 1973. So she's 37, right, July 23rd, 1973. Yep. 37. Yep. What do you think of Monica Lewinsky?
You know, I have been glad to not have thought of her for many years, so you brought it up, and I kind of think the same thing. It brings some things back, I guess, about President Clinton, but the good guy, it's just too bad it all happened that way for him there. But yes. I don't think of her too much anymore.
No. Well, now, see, I spoiled all of that. Aren't you glad? Would you like one of those Maya Angelou books, or would you like a CD? We got a CD of the Oak Ridge Boys. You can have that if you'd like. What would you like?
Cookbook. Awesome.
A cookbook. All right. We'll take care of that. Yep. You hold on just a second. Thank you, and happy New Year to you. Merry Christmas. 12 minutes before the hour, Jennifer Horn and the television. May I have my moment with Elizabeth first?
Oh, why not?
All right. So on The View yesterday, Elizabeth was talking about her daughter's first multi-faith encounter. I think this brought me back to where I was before about what I thought Elizabeth earlier on was sort of narrow-minded. Anyway, Richie, let's listen in.
You know, in this time, we have we get together with a bunch of our friends, and I saw her playing with one of her girlfriends, and they had this awesome conversation. And one of them said, oh, Grace said, oh, I have a Christmas tree, and it's, we're celebrating baby Jesus is coming. And her friend said, I'm Jewish. We don't have that. We don't have that. And Grace said, well, this is our nativity. And then they both said, well, we just have different things. That's cool. And they just went on with life in a way that was so understanding. And I thought adults have a really hard time during this time saying, okay, I'm at a store. If there's a tree, there should be a menorah. If there's
Is she a genius? No. Is she pretty hot? Yep. Okay. Now, Jennifer, I've had
Speaking
my...
Speaking of geniuses,
yes, okay.
Dougie,
yeah.
Jeopardy has a big thing coming up in February, a big special show. Big Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter, they are the two highest-winning contestants in Jeopardy history. They're going to take on a specially built IBM computing system named Watson in a special Jeopardy tournament on February 14th through the 16th.
That's very cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, Ken Jennings has made a career out of this, hasn't he?
He really, really
Nothing
has.
Good for him.
I know.
It's amazing that we all know his name and who he is.
I don't know I don't know Brad so much.
I don't
but Ken Jennings,
it's all pop culture,
sure.
Rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, what else, Jen?
In other news, Bondi Rescue is coming to Fox Sports. It's like a real-life Baywatch. You might like it because the stars of the show are kind of hot. They're in Australia, and they're watching all the lifeguards. I don't know if David Hasselhoff is scheduled to appear, but
Speaking of hot, Jenny McCarthy was also on The View yesterday.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's
yeah.
ready to divorce his wife and go chase her around.
Nah, I won't divorce her. I'll just chase her around.
All right, okay, good for you. Meanwhile, I'm chasing Roberta. What does that say? 51 after the hour.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Go. Now 53 past the hour. Let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. As the man who is perhaps one of the most looked to when it comes to home improvement and information about how to fix things up at the house, the man in that suit is Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit radio program heard around the country every weekend. Check him out, co-host box, DougStephan.com, goes right to the Money Pit website. I was thinking of you.
You were?
Actually, yeah, I was for a couple of different reasons. I'm getting I found this time of year is a good time. Most of the work that I do on the buildings on the farm people do it.
Right.
They work, you know, they may not work as fast, but they pretty much have the skills to do the basic
things. You broke
thing.
A sweat recently?
Say again?
You broke a sweat recently?
Well, I'm always breaking a sweat because I work, but the idea at this time of year that people go away because it's cold and they don't want to work, not
yes.
true. I have three projects that have been actually lurking around for a couple of years and I haven't gotten them done. And I really didn't have the money to do it. This guy came to me and he said, I'll give you a price to do all of this stuff because I don't want to
pay
people. Yeah, I laid off three people last Friday because I didn't want to, you know, I mean, the times are, it's squeeze time.
Sure.
We got roofs leaking all over the place.
Right. You've got a lot of roofs.
Yeah. So he came, you know, you've seen the barns.
Yes.
So he came to me and he gave me an extraordinarily inexpensive price. And I don't have to worry about the weather. I don't have to worry about anything. Here's the job. You do it when you can. Yeah. And I'll pay you a couple of bucks.
Well, you know, it's a good point, Doug, because now is actually a good time because of the economy to put all of those projects into one bucket
yep.
and get prices on doing them all. So, you know, typically if you want to do a small electrical project in your house, say you had to change a light switch or one fixture or something like that, you know, today you ought to be looking around and saying, okay, what are five or six things I need to do with this particular trade, and then bring that person in, and you'll get a very good price because of the economy.
Yeah.
So why not?
Put them all together.
Exactly.
And see if you can. So I just offer that as a suggestion. People think, well,
you want to hear
something construction in the cold weather months. Not true.
You want to do something amazing, though, is I want to get my kitchen dining room floor tiled.
Yes.
And I want to, and I don't want to do it myself. I will if I have to. So I had three people come in and give me prices. I had two guys who one owns like a home improvement company. The other one owns a floor tiling company. And the other one is just a
handyman.
Latino guy who does painting floors and stuff like that. They all were within 50.
Illegal.
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. They all were within $50 of each other.
Right. Wow. Well, then, I mean, if you get prices.
All right, so who'd you choose?
I'm going to do it myself. I want too much money.
I'll come down and help you. That'll be my
please.
Nice.
All right. Letters to the editor. The editor is Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit. Kim, a listener, says, this weekend I tried to remove a dead light bulb from my ceiling fan, and it was so brittle it shattered. The base of the light bulb is basically stuck. Oh, my God. How many of us have had this, and you're worried because if you stick a screwdriver up in there,
my wife is convinced I was going to electrocute myself and die last week. I'm like, look, honey, I turned the switch off. There's no electricity going to it right now.
Right, and that's the first step. Of course, you have to turn the power off. But here's a little trick of the trade for that, Kim, and that is that you can take some newspaper and you can roll it up or twist it up into a tube-like structure, and then use the end of that to get inside the empty light socket and keep unscrewing. But remember, just do the twist on the newspaper in the same direction you want to turn the bulb, which, of course, is to the left. Otherwise, the newspaper will unravel as you're trying to do this, and that will pull it out.
That's
if that doesn't work, you can use a pliers on it like a needle nose, but again, you've got to have the power off dead in the socket just a little bit and work it around to the left, and it'll come out.
Lefty Lucy.
She had the nine.
Lefty Lucy. Righty tighty, Lefty Lucy.
She had the nine and the one dialed on the telephone ready to hit that last one. She thought for sure I was going down.
Ray writes he has a standard wood-burning fireplace with no blower system. It really isn't meant to heat the house, but he would like to have it supply some supplemental heat. What does he do?
Well, you know, fireplaces, I hate to say it, they really aren't meant to heat the house because if you think about it, all of that combustion air gets drawn from the house up through the chimney and out. So they really do waste quite a lot of the heated air that you may be heating with your central heating system. So what I would recommend, Ray, is to consider using a wood stove insert. And one thing that this will do for you is it'll make sure that you get more BTUs out of the wood that you burn. In other words, you will get as much energy as that fuel source has to offer because it just burns that more efficiently. Plus, with all of that metal surface and the blower that's built into it, it'll do a much better job of distributing that heat to the general area around the fireplace than just burning an open fire ever would.
He's a genius, ladies and gentlemen. That's why he's the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. He's on television all the time, even though he actually is better off when he's on the radio. Check it out, moneypit.com through dougstefan.com, 59 past the hour.